Hi, I'm Chris. I warmly welcome you to the introduction video of this course, International Business Contextualizing the Multinational Enterprise. This short video gives you a brief overview of the course. I explain the intended learning outcomes and some content that we will dive into. Then I will also introduce you to the learning environment that we created, consisting of various learning activities that will help you to reach those goals. Then finally, I will also talk about the assessment tasks and the grading. So let's take it away. In the coming weeks, we will investigate the multinational enterprise from three different perspectives. First, we will contextualize the M&E historically. What does this mean? Well, put simply, we look into the past and we acknowledge that today's M&Es do have a history. And the presumption here is that if we understand this history better, then there is a chance that we gain a more fundamental understanding of today's international business. So the first learning outcome that we will pursue is that you will be able to reflect on the historical nature and conception of today's M&Es, and you will also be able to draw on similarities and differences between the past and the present. Then the second perspective that we utilize is a theoretical one. So we turn our attention to the power of theories. Namely, we study a range of seminal research articles of the international business discipline. So we will explore them and look if they help us to understand different aspects of the activities of international business better. So in a nutshell, you'll learn how theories inform and elucidate practical problems. Then the third perspective that we will pursue is a more future-oriented one. Currently, there are a range of large-scale trends affecting international business. COVID-19, just to name one issue that is on top of my mind and yours as well. So in this study unit, we will utilize recent insights of scholars who have argued on those grand challenges, and we probe if we can predict and argue on those future developments further. So the learning outcome that we will pursue is that you become able to argue on and hypothesize about recent developments that may change the nature and extent of international business. Then let's dive into a couple of topics that we will cover in this course. So the first topic that is important is a historical one, as I mentioned. So we will ask the question, to what extent is the M&E historically contingent? That means, to what extent does it influence or how is it affected by larger historical developments? The second question is, what does it take for a foreign firm, multinational, to have a competitive advantage over local firms? This is one of the key questions of the international business discipline. Then also we will explore the question, what kind of managerial problems are involved when organization cross borders. And relatedly, we also ask how we do multinationals build a global value chain. Then finally, we will also look into ethical aspects. So one question that we will pursue is, how do host countries receive M&Es? And relatedly, what makes M&Es legitimate in the eyes of those host societies? These are just a couple of questions that we will discuss, and you will find more information about the topics in the syllabus. But let's move on further to the learning environment. The learning environment that we created for this course follows a flipped classroom study design. So as indicated, we do have three different partly overlapping study units that are aligned with those learning goals that I just mentioned. So the main idea is that the magic happens not in the classroom, but before and after each contact teaching period. So we developed ample material that will instruct you to work independently towards those three learning goals. However, we still will have some contact teaching too. Namely, we will have six virtual in-class sessions organized in small groups. The purpose here is to review, discuss, and guide your independent study work. So how does this work happen? Let's have a look on the Moodle platform. The main idea here is that each study unit involves one key coursework assignment that might be a project that is aligned with one of the learning outcomes. And then on the Moodle platform, you will find a couple of tasks that are related to those projects. And you need to complete those tasks in order to achieve the coursework assignment. And also very important is to understand that those projects will stretch over multiple weeks. Let's look into a typical study week for you. So what does it look like for you? So basically a study week consists of three different parts. We will have first the period before the contact teaching. In the period before contact teaching, you will watch videos, do tasks, and most importantly, you will submit a preparatory assignment. Then in the contact teaching, we will review this assignment, clarify questions that you might have, and set up the task for the coming weeks. And then after contact teaching, the same procedure again. So after contact teaching is before contact teaching. So we start the circle again and again. Let's let's look at an example. So in the coming week, we will meet the first time on Tuesday. This will be the task called task 1.3. And before we meet, you will need to complete task 1.1 and 1.2. 1.1 is a task that will introduce you to the first project that you will pursue in the course. Then the second one is already the preparatory assignment that you will need to submit before the first contact teaching. And this assignment will be based on two research articles that you will need to read in the coming weeks. Then after the contact teaching, the task 1.3, you will continue working on the project, namely with the task 1.4. So then let's look a little bit deeper into the three key coursework assignments. The three coursework assignments are three different projects aligned with one of those learning outcomes I mentioned earlier. The first project that you will pursue is a qualitative historical research project. You will study and examine historical evidence of an international company that existed in the 19th century. The key output that you will deliver is an essay or a report on your research. We will provide you with more information later on in another video. The second project that we have envisioned is what we call the video project. You will work in study groups, and your study group will produce one video on one of the key IB articles that we selected for this course. The idea here is that all the videos produced in the small study groups will then serve as additional resources for the rest of the class. And here you will then write another small essay about the insights provided in those videos. The third project, aligned with one of the learning outcomes mentioned earlier, is the pitch project. Here you will develop a pitch on one of the grand challenges that we will discuss later on, and then you will deliver this pitch in front of an audience. And again, as I said earlier, we will provide on each project additional videos that will guide you in doing those. Let's now have a look on the timeline. So how do those projects unfold over time? Put simply, we start with the first project, and we will discuss this project or parts of this project in our first seminar in week two and our second seminar in week three. Then we will move on to the next project, the video project. And again, two of those seminars will be devoted to this project. And similarly, we will conclude with the pitch project, where we will have additional two seminars helping you setting up the pitch and delivering the pitch. Then after the contact teaching period, you will have the final submission deadline for your history project, which will take the most of your study time. I have mentioned it a couple of times, so we will work in this course with small study groups. We already assigned you to one of our seven study groups, and those groups fulfill several purposes. In study unit one, you will provide and also receive feedback from your peers on your project. So that's the purpose in study unit number one. Then in study unit two, as I mentioned earlier, you will produce together this video on one of the articles that we will discuss in this course. Then in study unit number three, you will deliver your pitch project in front of the audience of your small study group. And then last but not least, the contact teaching, your study group membership will determine your participation in one of the in-class sessions that Jarmo and I will organize. Finally, let's have a look on grading. So this slide here gives you an overview of the grading, and I think you might wish to study it independently in more detail after the video. First of all, when we look at this table, you will see that we will grade the three different projects I mentioned on our weighted scale. Then we will also grade your classroom performance, how well you are engaging in the class. And then as a final aspect, we will also assess and grade your quality of engagement. What do we mean with quality of engagement? Mainly, it means that we will grade all the preparatory and reflection assignments that you will need to submit before or after the seminars. Then I see I have another slide on communication channels. So there are different channels how you can reach us. So first of all, the instructors, Jarmo and I, we will use the announcement channel, announcement forum on Moodle. And we will use this channel concerning course content that we think is important for all. Then we will have a discussion forum. And we would like to encourage you to use this forum for all administrative tasks, but also content related questions or comments that you have. If you have any personal matters, you can also email me or Jarmo. Then finally, there is also the possibility for you to book virtual appointments, Zoom meetings with Jarmo and me. So Jarmo will have his office hours on Thursdays and mine are on Friday. I wish to conclude this video with some notes on me. I'm a postdoc here at JSBE. I worked previously at the university in Switzerland, the University of Applied Sciences in Business Administration in Zurich, and now I'm here in Finland since a year. I have quite a lot of teaching experience, more than 5 years. So, for example, I developed and delivered a course on CSR twice, and I have also ample experience in teaching research methods. Research-wise, I'm interested in all kind of matters related to the past and history in the context of management and organizations. On the right-hand side, you see a couple of recent publications of me. Then, last but not least, I'm more than happy to have Jarmo Seppälä as my co-teaching partner in this course. Whereas I developed the course, he will help me in delivering those seminar sessions that we will organize concurrently. That's it for now. I very much look forward to meeting you in person, even if only in a virtual environment. See you.